From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday, y'all.
Yeah, Friday for a three-day-er.
Whatever.
So they've done a study. They've asked 2,000 adults who they thought had the most iconic hairstyle of all time. We're talking about celebs now.
Naturally.
And, I mean, there's a list that's a mile long.
Okay, I can guess some.
Okay.
Okay. Rachel.
The Rachel is number 4 on this list.
Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett is number 10. Very good.
What?
Yeah, well, when you hear the top 10, I'll give you the top 10. Keep going.
Okay. Mary Tyler Moore.
You know what? Mary Tyler Moore is not on this list because I think you would have to say that would be the Dick Van Dyke Show. Mary Tyler Moore would be, I think, the more famous.
Audrey Hepburn.
The Beehive from Breakfast at Tiffany's is number 5.
That's not what I was going for. But
which one were you going for?
Her little pixie cut.
No, the Beehive was, we're talking about famous coiffs now. Number 10, okay. Farrah Fawcett, of course. Okay. Number 9. Carrie Fisher's Princess Leia, cinnamon buns.
Okay, so we're talking iconic hairstyles for a movie part.
Well, can be, yeah. How about John Travolta in Grease? His quiff, they're calling it.
I call it Vinnie Barbarino, too.
There you go. Well, it was Danny Zuko in Grease. Marilyn Monroe, the Beatles during the mop top era. Yeah. Number 5, of course, Audrey Hepburn from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Okay.
The Rachel at number 4. Number 3, Bob Marley's dreadlocks.
It wasn't on my mind.
Yeah. Number 2, speaking of beehives, Amy Winehouse's beehive.
Okay.
Pretty famous. And the number 1 hairstyle.
Give me a hint. I want a hint.
It's a hunk of burning hair.
Elvis,
number 1. With his, with his quiff from, the 50s. I think that's the more famous.
Quiff or coif?
No, they're saying quiff.
Wow.
And it just means that the hair is brushed up and backward from the forehead. Quiff. That's what it means.
Okay.
So now you know.
I like your hand actions.
I know. Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News for this Friday morning. What's happening?
Kim Kardashian West family is complete.
Yeah, okay.
According to old Kimmy.
Okay, good.
Yesterday, she took to her Insta story where she offered fans the chance to ask her questions.
Oh, man.
I guess for the first time.
For the first time, she never asked fans for questions? Wow.
I guess not. That's what it says, anyway.
Okay.
From the first question was about whether she was interested in having more babies.
I would think the answer is maybe.
Well, she actually responded, "I love my baby so much, but 4 is all I can handle with how busy I am."
Oh, she's handling them.
And each one of my babies needs so much attention.
She's giving them the attention.
Look, Kim, you got nanny's girl.
I know.
This
she's probably
girl
got
right
more
here,
than one.
This chick, I got 4 kids. I didn't have a nanny. I was busy.
Have you ever watched Downton Abbey?
I watched Downton Abbey?
The years where they had the kids,
Marigold
and George and Sibby.
Yes, I have.
And it was
like
nannies would bring the children.
Of course.
To the study to visit the parents and the grandparents for like 3 minutes.
And they go, "Hello, hello.
Would you play with Donk?" Like they see their kids like 3 minutes a day. Okay, nanny, take them away.
I don't think
these kids know who their parents are, actually. Who are those people, nanny?
Well, they recently traveled with all of them for a family vacation in Jamaica with her sister, Clo-Clo, and their daughter, True, of course.
All right.
I guess Kylie was busy making too much money to take her and Stormy.
Stormy, that's right.
In case, we all panicked or anything, her photographer was with her. Because her photographer gets to go on family vacations,
too. Wow, this is what I'm saying about the kids. Not only do they not know who their parents are, would that be just a crying shame if they were like, Bill, the photographer, thought that was their dad. It's like, because they probably see him more than they see mom and dad.
They probably call him Uncle Bill.
They probably keep Kanye away from the young. That's what some species do, They keep the dad away from the young for fear that they're going to eat him.
Gosh. Or talk him to death.
Well, yeah, there's that. It's just it's a bad scene all the way around.
Naturally, there are some very Insta-ready photos of her with each one of her brood. God. And there was a she also posed with all four of her kiddos on the beach. They were all wearing gray.
Never see
the girls
him with the
wore
kids.
Shimmer one-piece swimming suits.
Oh my.
While the little boys had on gray trunks.
Oh my.
The lighting
matched.
Was impeccable.
Oh, of course it was.
And she also revealed that the group shot
yeah.
was almost impossible. Oh gosh, bite me.
It would have been even more impossible if Kanye would have been there.
Maybe so.
I never see him
Maybe
with the kids.
Maybe he didn't have any gray trunks.
You know.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe he didn't match. He's busy talking, designing and stuff. I don't know that he, how much time he has.
No, just like her. I don't have any time for my kids.
They're very busy. If anyone could have kids with nannies, it's them. They have lots of money.
They have money. They have surrogates. They have nannies. They have photogs. Come on.
Sure. They have airbrushers?
Right.
If that wasn't disturbing enough, let's move on to the next little piece of crap news story.
What's
just
up?
Disturbing.
What's up?
Lindsay Lohan did what she threatened to do.
Uh-oh.
She made some new music.
Oh, God.
A radio show in Dubai got an exclusive clip of her first track, it's called, ready?
I'm ready.
Xanax. The host said, quote, it's about anxiety and pressure and just taking care of yourself. And I think that's really, really cool.
Oh, God.
I think
Xanax.
There's a really cool message behind it. All right, here's a. Are you ready? I got a sample for you.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
And a 3, 2, 1. Would you like Xanax to me? When you kiss me, I can't breathe. I'll try to stay away from you, but you get me high.
Only person in this town that I like. Wow. Really? Wow.
In case you missed it, John Van Camp, she sang, you get me high. Only person in this town that I like. Guess I can take one more trip for the night.
It's
if that's
Xanax.
Not inspiring for youth of today,
Xanax.
I don't
Xanax.
Know what is. Please keep her in Dubai.
Dubai loves her.
There's some country in the world for everybody.
I'm going to break with tradition today. I'm torn. Kerry Washington, you remember her from Scandal.
Yes.
She actually went on Insta last night, said she misses her public, basically, and she wants to stay in touch. So she gave out her phone number, and you can text her. I'm going to go off script here, and I'm going to dedicate today's Who Cares News to Kerry Washington and not Halle Berry.
Whoa.
All right, programming note, we're out of here. We're off Monday, back Tuesday.
She is stunning.
She is stunning. So's Halle, though. Although Carrie's a tad younger. Just going to put that out there. Have a good 3-day weekend. See you Tuesday. Yeah.
That's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.